Hey, John Sears, Jeannie Neighbors here with you on WPTL AM 920 101.7 FM. We are live downtown Canton for the 2021 Christmas Parade. It's back. So happy. Jeannie, how you doing up there?
Hey, I'm doing fine up here, John. How are y'all doing?
Well, we got a new setup tonight, folks. We want to let you know I'm down on the street. Jeannie wouldn't let me in the room with her tonight, so I've been banned down here. No, we're working from two different mics. I'm down on the street, so I can get a little closer to the action down here and hopefully stay out of trouble. And Jeannie's upstairs in the Burrell Building, which we want to thank Randy for letting us come down and broadcast from his place again.
Way to go, Randy.
Just outstanding. But we're right here. There's a little bit of everybody here tonight. I've got some that are 2 foot tall and some that are furry with tails, wagon, and everything else. It's a festive time. I've seen dinner being eaten by several people down here, looking good, and they've gotten out to the shops here in Canton. Everything's open tonight. I saw the mayor over on the balcony at the porch, southern porch across the street, so he's doing good. But all of this tonight is brought to you by Evergreen Packaging, with holiday wishes for peace, joy, and prosperity to their employee families, customers, and friends. Let's pause to remember those in our armed forces serving us this holiday. And also by Crawford Ray Funeral Home tonight, Cremation Services and Memorial Gardens, Mike and Sherry Ray extending Merry Christmas greetings to everyone. And finally, by Champion Credit Union, we do all we do with the community in mind. Merry Christmas to the town employees and their families, and also to the Canton citizens, friends, and neighbors. Well, here we are. This is what we do. We ought to be pretty decent at it by now, as much practice as we've had over the years, Jeannie.
What, about 5 or 6 years?
Something like that. I think I've been doing it a little longer without you, but it's so much better with you.
That's so sweet.
And I hear the guitar right now, so you want to do a song for us?
Yeah,
right now?
I've got it all warmed up, and I just can't stop. My right hand just keeps strumming right along, so here we go. Everybody join with me if you know the words. Here we go. Ready, John?
Ready.
Dashing through the snow in a one-horse open sleigh. O'er the fields we go, laughing all the way. Bells on bobtail ring, making spirits bright. What fun it is to ride and sing a sleighing song tonight. Oh, jingle bells, jingle bells, jingle all the way. Oh, what fun it is to ride in a one-horse open sleigh. Hey, jingle bells, jingle bells, jingle all the way. Oh, what fun it is to ride in a one-horse open sleigh. A day or two ago, I thought I'd take a ride, and soon Miss Fanny Bright was seated by my side. The horse was lean and lank, misfortune seemed his lot. We got into a drifted bank, it's there we got upset. Oh, jingle bells, jingle bells, jingle all the way. Oh, what fun it is to ride in a one-horse open sleigh. Hey, jingle bells, jingle bells, jingle all the way. Oh, what fun it is to ride in a one-horse open sleigh.
Hey, there it is.
All right.
Now it's officially Christmas. I have one ornament I hang on my tree at home, and nobody likes it. It's really not Christmas, and it's rather ugly, but Christmas doesn't start.
It doesn't start until you got that one on there. I gotcha.
You believe it.
I gotcha. I've got a couple of them from when I was born and all that stuff, so my mama gave it to me, and everybody in the household's going, you're not going to put that one back up, are you? I'm like, oh, yes, I am. All right, well, let's jump in and tell everybody. We are broadcasting, as John said, from the Professional Building at the corner of Main and Academy in downtown Canton. From our second floor window, we all look straight to the start of the parade to bring you all the sights and sounds of Christmas. Our view location for viewing the parade is made possible by Randy Burrell, CPA, owner of the building. You're going to talk about a sponsor now, John.
Oh, okay. See, and Terrell told us we didn't have to go by the script.
Well,
I was like, let's just throw that out the window.
It's the little green dot. You're the green dot. I'm the orange dot, or the red dot, I should say.
I'm always the green dot. That's no fun. No, we really do appreciate
Mr.
the sponsors.
Green.
Yeah, they allow us to come out and do this kind of crazy stuff at least once a year, and I get to do it a couple of times more. But anyway, Merry Christmas to everyone from Evergreen Packaging, that takes the time to commend its employees for outstanding performance on the job and dedication to community affairs. To all the employees and families of Evergreen Packaging, thank you and best holiday wishes. And those folks over there at the mill work hard, the ones in Waynesville over at Little Champion, which is, I guess it's Little Evergreen now, yeah. But they work really hard too and do a lot to support the community. I know they're back out doing the shopping program with some of the school students here. They take them out and buy clothing and essentials. And of course, with having come through the floods and everything else, that's a little more important this year. But they do a great job. And again, we appreciate their sponsorship of everything that goes on here in Canton and all of the activities. You got another song for us, Jean?
I sure do. Joy to the world, the Lord is come. Let earth receive her King. Let every heart prepare him room, and heaven and nature sing, and heaven and nature sing, and heaven and nature sing. Joy to the world, the Savior reigns. Let men their songs employ, while fields and floods, rocks, hills, and plains repeat the sounding joy, repeat the sounding joy, repeat, repeat the sounding joy. He rules the world with truth and grace, and makes the nations prove the glory of His righteousness, and wonders of His love, and wonders of His love, and wonders, wonders of His love. Joy to the world, the Lord is come. Let earth receive her King. Let every heart prepare him room, and heaven and nature sing, and heaven and nature sing, and heaven and nature sing, and heaven and nature sing.
Oh, yeah. That's where most people like to hear me sing, out in nature. Very far away from anybody else.
You're just too funny
amazing.
There.
No, that was very nice.
Well, thank you.
The Camp Parade is brought to you by Champion Credit Union, offering checking, savings, and more. Everything we do is with our community in mind, because at Champion Credit Union, our cause is you. Happy holidays to everybody from Champion Credit Union. Now, if you're listening to us on radio, which if you're not listening to us on radio, I don't know how you're hearing me, but okay. The Parade Watch. We want to make sure that once again, you know, that's going to be a little different route this year. It gives everybody a chance to spread out a little more to view the parade. The parade's going to form on Blackwell Drive over behind the mill at 6 p.m. They will have stepped off and be on their way down here on New Clyde Highway. They're going to come onto Main Street through downtown Canton. It will turn down the depot to Park Street and end at the Advanced Auto Store this year. So a little different route for everybody. They've changed it up, I think, every year. Nick Schur, the town manager here in Canton, great guy. I think they reworked some of the stuff just to make it a little more accessible for everybody. But I got to tell you, the lights downtown here are really nice. Everything looks good. They've got the garland strung around the post. And I'll tell you what, it's that time of year. It's not quite cold tonight. We've got a, matter of fact, record high low. Does that make sense?
Yeah.
That's what they kept
talking
about.
Yeah, the record,
today.
It's a record high, and then the low temperature is a record low. I gotcha.
Right.
I gotcha.
Okay. All right. Just want to make sure.
But anyway, from our vantage point, especially from my second floor up here, we'll have a little extra time until the parade passes by. So we wanted to share over 100 units, not counting the brigade of fire trucks and emergency vehicles, Santa Claus and horses. There's 100, over 100 of them. Both Pisgah Band of Bears, directed by Steve Paris, and Tuscola Mountain Marching Band, directed by Tim Wise and Greg Neblett, are going to be part of this, too. And that is something. When you hear that brass and the drums coming down, I'm telling you, John, there's nothing like it in the world. We have numerous professional and hometown floats, church and civic group entries, cars and trucks, and the ever-popular and huge contingent from Legacy Dance Academy and many other annual favorites. And I also wanted to mention that Champion Credit Union and I'm trying to think of what I was going to say. Evergreen Packaging. We just want to thank them so, so very much for this, because I know that those two are kind of the biggies. They're all big, all our sponsors, but especially Evergreen. We just want to get a shout out to them. So thank you so much, Evergreen, and all the employees, too.
Well, and the Rockettes are here this year.
Woohoo! Actually, we got the Rockettes.
Actually, they're not. I'm going to get out here and kick my heels up in a minute. That should be close enough.
Well,
right?
Just make sure the parade's over, okay?
It will. If it's not, it will be at that point, let me tell you. Our parade is sponsored by Mike and Sherry Ray. Mike and Sherry do such a good job, and I've known Mike and Sherry for years. They stay so active in the
Absolutely.
Community. And they do invite you and your family to a time to enjoy the sights and sounds of the Christmas parade. May your holidays sparkle with moments of love, laughter, and goodwill. Mike and Sherry Ray and Crawford Ray Funeral Home wish everyone happiness this holiday season. And they're always involved in the community and out here doing everything they can to promote Canton. And, again, it's so exciting to see all of these people gathered out here on the street together.
Oh. It's amazing.
Smiles. I don't see anybody in a
thousands.
Bad mood. You just
We've got thousands
be.
Of people
oh,
every
absolutely.
Year. And people, I've met people that say they come from out of town. Not just Asheville, but like Hickory, Charlotte. They come from all over. They may have family here, but they still come from all over to enjoy our parade. Because a lot of towns, I mean, I think they're still doing it. But, you know, the big ones, of course, are we have a Waynesville and then, of course, our Canton parade. Waynesville's next week. But still, you know, not very often do you see parades anymore, especially, you know, with COVID and everything, but anyway.
Well, that's the truth, and we had to lose the one for Labor Day over the last 2 years here, and that would have been one of the longest running parades in the state, as well as the Southeast. So this one, just to come back tonight, is again just incredible.
It is.
So the floats are competing.
Yeah. Yes, we do have prizes. There's a big competition. First place is $100. Second place, they get $75. And third place receives $25. And so will honorable mention. It's great to compete for a reward, but it's really to please the community, you know, and everyone that comes by from, you know, kids from 1 to 92, like the song says. The usual house rules apply. No commercially built floats will be judged, but we just want to send out our best wishes to all the entries. We hope that you win. And that you buy food for John. He's hungry down below.
I got here so early, I thought, yeah, I'll just go downtown, and after we get set up, I'll go have a bite to eat. And that never happened. But there's so many great places to get food downtown Canton now that really haven't been here. J. Rose Burgers is right down there.
Right.
I saw somebody carrying one by a little while ago. The new Popeyes is out on Blackwell Drive.
Been and there that a couple of times. It's awesome.
I need to go get one of the crispy chicken sandwiches.
Oh, my
now.
God. Oh, my so, God.
But Southern Porch is down here. Oh, you've got Paper Town Coffee up around. Wildflower Bakery is up there. I stopped in. She's got the neatest little shop up there with a lot of great Christmas gifts in there that you can get for family, and some of them a little bit standing on the edge of smarmy, but they're pretty funny, too. So, and, of course, as always, you know, parades just don't pop up and happen organically.
Right.
They have a lot of planning that goes into it. And, of course, the slots had to be staked off on Blackwell Drive in the town of Canton. The public works folks here just put themselves out. I noticed they were down. They had a street light go out just before they came on tonight, and a truck pulled up not 5 minutes later.
Yep.
put a new bulb in the street light. Everybody's well taken care of down in front of Champion Credit Union. But the crowd control involving everybody from the Canton Police Department, Sheriff Christopher's deputies, and from the County Sheriff's Office and the North Carolina Highway Patrol are all here with many other volunteers helping us put this all together. And Jeannie, I think you got another song coming, sounds
like. Telling ya, I can't stop myself.
There you go.
All right. Now everybody knows this one. Rudolph the Red-Nosed Reindeer had a very shiny nose. And if you ever saw it, you would even say it glows. Ba-dum, bum, bum. All of the other reindeer used to laugh and call him names. They never let poor Rudolph join in any reindeer games. Then one foggy Christmas Eve, Santa came to say, Rudolph with that nose so bright, won't you guide my sleigh tonight? Then how the reindeer loved him as they shouted out with glee. Rudolph the red-nosed reindeer, you go down in history. Nothing like a good old Rudolph song.
Yeah.
Spirit, right?
Yeah. Lots of folks listening tonight that are already picking on me. They love your singing, but they're already picking on me tonight. I did get one update that one of the reasons Terrell told us we could go off script was because sometimes the script is old. And when you talked about the band directors at the local high schools, none of those are right.
Well,
there was one that was right. Tim Wise is still the band director at Tuscola. Okay. He's assisted by Dylan Engel. And I'm sorry, but I have forgotten who the new band director is at Pisgah High School. Doing a great job over there.
Well, Pisgah High School band director, you are doing... we love you.
I'm gonna grab him off the street in a minute.
Right.
But we always
don't do that.
Yeah, we always forget that there are a lot of people listening on the World Wide Web tonight from all over. And trust me, because I've had several of them chime in with smarmy comments tonight. Smarmy seems to be the word, so we're going to go with the smarmy Christmas. No, it's not. Not we're not putting that up there. Now, the biggest thing is at some point during the parade, if I disappear, it's because the owner of the station is riding in the parade tonight, and they've got their Jeep all decorated up and going to come down the street. And by the time she gets here, I'll probably be fired, and that'll be it, and I won't get a chance to say goodbye. So let me do that now and say goodbye to Well, we hope that doesn't happen. But, Terrell, we appreciate you. And, again, we really want to honor tonight the passing of the station owner and Terrell's father, Terrell and Mary Rick. He passed away not too long ago. And Bill was somebody who was involved dearly in this community since the early 70s when he got here and purchased WPTL. And thanks to him, broadcasting has been kept on a local basis. And as you were talking about parades not happening in a lot of places, it's just not one of those things. Local radio has been dying a slow death for some time. But Bill Reck is one of those people who saw the worth of it here in Canton and has continued to provide people here locally and, as I said, around the world through the World Wide Web at www.wptlradio.net. Listening opportunities that they can be at the local ball games for the Pisgah Bears. They can be there for the football games on Friday night. Bill and all that he provided for us, and he provided food in our bellies there for everybody for a while. Both Jeannie and I have worked at the station on and off over the years. Sounds like you got another one coming.
Yeah, I just wanted to say that, Terrell just kind of came in and just took up, the reins, and she has just been awesome. And if you've never met her, I mean, guys, you need to go and talk to her. She's just an awesome person, just very giving in the community, and just as a person in general, she's just awesome. I know I said that about three times, so. Anyway, this was one of Bill's favorite songs, so I'm going to dedicate this to him and Linda. They were the ones who hired me at WPTL, and Cliff Hanna. John, you remember Cliff Hanna?
I do.
And he trained me a little bit on the morning show, and I remember some of the fun stuff that we used to do, and I got the afternoon slot and did that for several years on WPTL, so it's always close to my heart. So anyway, here we go. City sidewalks, busy sidewalks, dressed in holiday style. In the air there's a feeling of Christmas. Children laughing, people passing, meeting smile after smile. And on every street corner you hear silver bells, silver bells. It's Christmas time in Canton. Ring-a-ling, hear them ring. Soon it will be Christmas Day. String of streetlights, even stoplights, blink the bright red and green as the shoppers rush home with their treasures. Hear the snow crunch, see the kids bunch. This is Santa's big scene. And above all the bustle, you hear silver bells, silver bells. It's Christmas time in the city. Ring-a-ling, hear them ring. Soon it will be Christmas Day. Soon it will be Christmas Day. In the memory of Mr. Bill Reck.
Outstanding. Outstanding. Hey, want to apologize. Matt Sanders is the band director at Pisgah High School.
You were looking that up when I was singing, weren't you, buddy?
Actually, no, I wasn't. Being down here on the street's been
somebody
really
said
interesting.
That, yeah.
Because there's a lot of people trying not to listen to me. It's kind of like being on a radio when I'm out in front of other people. But they're trying not to listen to me. But I had a very nice young lady down here. I have a feeling she's a student. Yeah, she's giving herself credit right now. If we were on TV, you could see all this, but we're not. But anyway, Matt Sanders, director at Pisgah High School, Tim Wise and Dylan Engel at Tuscola High School. And we apologize to Matt for getting that wrong. But, hey, life's worth a mistake and an apology, and it is Christmas. So, moving on. Hey, well, I want to put in a local plug or plug for local shopping. It includes with all of Haywood County, but especially down here in Canton, the parade route and everything else. There are more decorations up that I've seen in a long time. And, of course, all of the businesses downtown, the Nellology Studio, Lawson Design, Lancaster Law Firm, and the Dog House. And there's, of course, the Hazelwood Post Office across, Pink Cactus, so many other great businesses. And guess what? I got blue lights right in front of me, and I don't have to get out of the car and show my ID.
They're coming. Here they come. They are coming. It is the parade. It is absolutely awesome.
Well, we just, of course, the blue lights remind me that everything we've been through here, this is the Pisgah High School Junior ROTC program, award-winning many years over. They have a new commander. He's with them in the back tonight, watching his troops go forward. He's actually making some shifts right now. That's interesting. But he's got them looking sharp, and they're performing very well. They just had a major inspection and passed it, of course, with flying colors. Airforce.com following that with Tuscola High School's Air Force JROTC program and their commanders there.
And they are walking around. A lot of them have the Santa hats on with the big T on it for Tuscola. Yeah.
I don't know how you get to do that, but
I mean,
we want to mention the sponsors again because they do make this possible for us to be here every time the parade comes down the street, and that's Evergreen Packaging, mm-hmm. Champion Credit Union, and Mike and Sherry Ray at Crawford Ray Funeral Home.
Yep.
And, you know, giving it the personal touch, Mike and Sherry have taken care of me on so many occasions, and advanced planning is a big thing now.
Yeah.
And Mike and Sherry actually took care of me on all of that.
That
and
is
I can't
amazing.
Thank them enough. Very professional. It wasn't awkward. They were very good at walking me through what I wanted to see happen after I was gone. And with nobody else to make suggestions about when I should be gone, it went fairly quickly. So
that's amazing. And that, you know, that a lot of people, you know, I think it's in years when I was growing up, it was like you just didn't talk about that type of stuff. But now, anyway, now coming through is the town of Canton. We got all their officials.
They've got everybody on that great big float.
Big and white float.
Yeah, beautiful. That's the stars coming off the back there. Yeah. But the town of Canton has worked so hard with, again, I go back to the flooding and everything that they've had to endure. Here's all the council people, Mayor Zeb Smathers leading and throwing candy out and just a fantastic group of people coming together with the staff and the officials to clean up after the flood to get everything back in operation because the wall of water that went down through,
oh my gosh,
it was just incredible.
Yeah.
And the fact that everybody responded in the way they did. Coming along, we've got the Sheriff's Department coming up and one of their cars here connecting with the community.
Yep.
Sheriff Greg Christopher will be departing that office within a year. And there's a lot of folks campaigning. So we're going to have a new sheriff, and there's going to be a new sheriff in town.
There's a new sheriff in town. I love saying that.
Yeah, we're
gonna
certainly
going to miss him and Sherry, though. I mean, they're still going to be around, I believe. But so somebody's got the handcuffs on in the back of the seat. You see that? They got them hanging out. They got a arm hanging out, and they're just like waving.
Yeah, you don't want to be in that situation, that's for sure. Oh, my. And there's the Haywood County Board of Commissioners, Jennifer Best.
Jennifer Best, I see her there.
Throwing candy out. I'm not sure. I didn't see Kevin inside. I know Kirkpatrick's in there.
Yeah.
But I was trying to think who the others were. I couldn't see that quick.
There's Terrell. She's looking at me
up
there.
Terrell
hey,
right
Terrell.
Right
there's
there.
Terrell. Honk
John
your horn
Anderson.
There, sister. There you go. Honk that horn.
John Anderson, one of the finest morning show men you'll
absolutely.
Ever hear.
Absolutely. Hey, John,
anywhere,
how are you? Wave
anytime.
Up at us right up here.
You listen to him. Got it.
Hey,
caught it
got
on the fly.
It. Yay. Hey,
but,
how are you?
Yeah, you want to catch the flea market in the mornings on WPTL. That's one of the best shows around.
Coming up right now, we got Champion Credit Union. They're pulling a nice float with, looks like we got, maybe that's Dasher that doesn't have a red nose, so I don't think that's Rudolph. We got a lot of nice people on the back, and they're all waving. They're all nice and snuggled up. They've got the white lights on the Christmas trees. Celebrating the magic of community this Christmas, Champion Credit Union. And they're one of our big sponsors. So.
Champion Credit Union, always a big factor here in Canton.
Absolutely.
They believe in the town, and they believe in the community, and that's the way it goes. Haywood Lodge, up now.
Yep.
Assisted living facility here in Haywood County, the next best thing to being at home. Some of their caregivers sitting on the back, and of course, these folks have gone through it. Grit and grace
Grit and
is
grace,
what they're walking
you,
with.
Well, but did you see what's in between? It's a big syringe. Get that thing away from me. I ain't doing that. Now we got the Haywood Lodge bus coming through, too.
They've had to deal with so much with the pandemic and everything, and it's good to see those folks able to get out and be a part here in the community, and they really have taken care of a lot of people coming through that facility and have done just an outstanding job. Speaking of, hope to be the new sheriff in town is Wilkie for sheriff next. Big Ford Rubicon, Jeep, big Jeep Rubicon pulling the float that they're on. And there he is walking behind Mr. Wilkie, shaking hands. It's time to politic, folks. Oh, it's such a great night out here tonight.
Yeah,
it's very comfortable.
It's so beautiful.
Everything's
really
good.
Nice. We got the principal of the year, Clinton Connor, Dr. Bill Nolte, that's at Haywood County Schools. The teacher of the year, Mandy Allen. She's on that float. Well, not a float. It's a truck.
Right. They're riding around. Yeah. That's compliments of Taylor Ford down in Waynesville. And most of the vehicles tonight, or a lot of them, will be sponsored by either Taylor Ford or Ken Wilson out here. And what's up next, Jeannie?
Let's see here. We have the Haywood County Schools. We did that one. And Ledbetter Heating and Air.
That's it.
That's Ledbetter Heating and Air. Yeah.
Yeah. They've got one of those big generators up on the front of that neck, the trailer that they're pulling, and it's powering the whole float with the lights and everything
else. I think they've got a big heater, is what it looked like on there. It was awesome.
I remember several years ago, Cataloochee Ski Area had a snowmaking machine on the back of the float. It wouldn't be cold enough tonight to do that, but it was then. But that was, Ledbetter Sales and Service.
Absolutely.
And looks like we got a little break here. You got a song for us?
I got a song for you. Go tell it on the mountain, over the hills and everywhere. Go tell it on the mountain that Jesus Christ is born. While shepherds kept their watching, or silent flocks by night, behold, throughout the heavens there shone a holy light. Go tell it on the mountain, over the hills and everywhere. Go tell it on the mountain that Jesus Christ is born. Down in a lowly manger, our humble Christ was born. And God sent us salvation that blessed Christmas morn. Go tell it on the mountain, over the hills and everywhere. Go tell it on the mountain that Jesus Christ is born. Oh, we got WNC Towing coming up.
Oh, yeah. And he means that they'll come out anytime, anywhere.
And they've got a big, couple of big speakers with Frosty the Snowman on the back.
Built out of tires.
They're just an advertisement. And next up, I believe, here's still some more WNC Towing. We got an old Chevy truck. It's a big orange Chevy truck in Singleton.
Singleton's Automotive. Yeah, and they've got another, some kind of tree built out of tires in the back of that one, too.
With a silver tinsel on there. It looks very, very nice. And I believe we've got some skaters, not ice skaters. We've got the Smoky Mountain Skateway coming up here, John.
They're coming. They're down in the street. They're actually break dancing on the skates. Ooh, because he about broke something right there. He kept it up and upright, but they're having a good time. That's up off of the bypass going up Balsam. Over on the left, it has been there for a long time. And not only the skate park do they have, but they've got other entertainment. There's all kinds of stuff going on in there. They built a jump room, and there's one across over there, too. So they're all decked out in their black T-shirts and Santa hats. And you've got
some of their skates are lighting up. The wheels are going around. Oh, and, of course, there's the Grinch. But there's an umpire there, so right now, look at that one doing all that fancy leg work, man. That's pretty awesome.
Oh, my goodness. How they keep the ankles connected to the body, I don't know.
And have you seen a skate this big? Oh, my goodness. This skate, ladies and gentlemen, has got to be 20 foot high.
It is.
And about maybe 20 foot long.
Just going to clear that stoplight. I think.
I'm up here. Yeah, no, it's got it by about maybe 2 or 3 feet, but wow. Huge black skate on green wheels. Amazing. They got it on the back of that. It's a blow-up skate. It's awesome.
Oh, yeah. Just beautiful. Got a big ornament ball hanging off the back there.
Oh, my goodness, yes.
Just the colors of Christmas everywhere you look. Yeah, it's red and green and white. And,
like the song says, even the stoplights blink bright red and green.
There you go.
And here's the skate bus. They even have a bus.
They do. They send this around and offer transportation to the kids at schools, have pickups in different areas. So they're really trying to provide a place. They've got crazy golf. They offer birthday parties and everything else. So that's the Smoky Mountains Skateway.
That's amazing. It's amazing. Sorry about that.
No, it happens to the best of us. You know, we're professionals at this. So.
Absolutely. Absolutely. And folks, we just want to do another shout out for Evergreen Packaging and take this time to just commend them and their employees for outstanding performance on the job and dedication to community affairs here in Haywood County, especially in Canton. And to all the employees and families of Evergreen Packaging, we just want to thank you and wish you the best holiday season.
And there comes another candidate for sheriff in 2022. That's Mr. Tony Cope.
Yeah.
And that was one of the first signs I saw go up in my neighborhood from somebody. And he claims accountability, proactive enforcement, and community partnership. So there's a bunch of them. There's still three or four other candidates. I don't know. I didn't look far enough down the parade to see if they were here. But those first two are definitely out there, and they're running. The next float up is from Patton, Morgan, and Clark, and it is more Town of Canton officials riding on that float. It's got the Nutcracker standing out front with a large one in back. And they keep these floats stored throughout the year over on property that the mill owns and keeps them in great shape so they can just roll them out.
Yeah.
And they are incredible looking.
They really are. They're very shiny and everything. That was float number five. It's not the fifth one, but that's just the float number five is what they call it. And that's an old truck.
I-40 Towing and Wrecker Service is what that's got going.
That's great.
They've got a great Christmas tree on the back of that.
Oh, I hear something coming here. I believe this is part of I-40 Towing and Wrecker Service.
I hope so.
Yeah.
This is huge.
This thing, it is a big truck, and it's got a big horn on it. Yep, that's exactly what it is. The Slow Down, Move Over Law. Help save lives. Austin Strong, proudly supporting.
They've got a
T-Rex on the back of that with Santa Claus riding them. I didn't know Santa had a T-Rex.
You never know who's going to show up down here in the parade, that's for sure.
Boy, that horn was loud, but you want it loud. If you're in trouble and you need towing, wrecker service, that's what you want. You want people to know that and get out of the way, slow down, you know. And that is a law, and it was formed here in Haywood County.
Hey, we've got them fooled tonight there, Jeannie.
Uh-oh, what do we have fooled?
Somebody just texted me and told me it sounded like we were having fun.
Oh, where are we?
We're the most miserable people I've met. No,
I didn't think, well, speak for yourself there, buddy boy. Most people that know me know that I'm very, very happy. And looks like Chim Chimney, Chim Chimney, Chim Chim Cheree. We've got the Chimney, WNC Chimney Solutions coming up.
They do.
They have black and they got the top hats and they got the tail coats and, you know, the tails on and they got the big brushes, you know, the chimney brushes.
And
that's
they have
awesome.
A big fan base across the street. Those people
they
are going
all
nuts
going,
for the
oh
chimney
God,
tree.
That's awesome.
That's excellent. But, yeah, I wouldn't have been surprised there if we hadn't heard a couple of Cockney accents. But I don't know how that goes with Canton, but it's probably a little out of place, maybe.
Right. And here's a truck. They got a white truck with a big ladder on the back of it. It's a Chimney Solutions, WNCChimney.com.
Yep. They do a lot of good work.
Yeah, you know, and that's something, I'm going to turn my mic down a little bit here, John. That's something that we, you know, absolutely everyone, I had mine done too and this year. And you know, you want to be safe. And, you know, once a year is what they suggest. You know, if you burn, you know, your wood fire or whatever in your chimney, you know, that it needs attention. And that is something that is dangerous if you don't have that taken care of. So, you know, folks, get that chimney taken care of. So I hear it.
Yep,
I hear them.
They're right here. It's
they
the Pisgah
are the
High
Pisgah.
School Marching
and,
Band
and
of Bears.
Leader? And who's the leader?
Matt Sanders.
Sanders. There you go.
And I think he's holding the sign tonight. As a matter of
hey,
fact,
Matt
he's
Sanders.
Walking out right in front.
He is. I think that's his wife and his two kids out there holding the sign.
They've got it going on.
Yeah, we've got the Color Corps coming up here.
The flutes have
the
lights
flutes.
Strung on
they
them.
Do.
That's too funny.
Let's listen to them for a minute.
And you know they're enjoying playing
that
for the 42nd time.
I don't know about you, but I get goosebumps when I see that and when I hear it. It's just amazing.
They really look good. They've done a great job this year of being there for what's been a very difficult year since the stadium was washed out.
Right.
And they've had to travel every week to perform with the football team. And here's the cheer squad coming along behind them.
Milltown Smoke just went by, and now we've got the Pisgah High School cheerleaders.
There's a bunch of them, too.
They're all dressed in green.
Yeah.
And black bottoms and Santa hats, and some of them are all lit up. They looked absolutely amazing.
But kudos to the bands and the sports teams, because they have had to travel all season since the stadium got torn up during the flood.
All right. There's a disco ball. You know me.
I
own and operate Songbug DJ services, and and I saw that disco ball, and I'm like, what? That looks pretty good. Is that 42 Rue?
It's listed as 42 Rue.
42 Rue, yeah.
And
the cheesecake mousse. Oh, I love this.
This is killer
This is awesome.
Located over across from the charter school, the new school that they built.
Yes.
And just some great cheesecake there.
Yeah.
You can't get away from that.
In the bed of the truck, they've got two big balloon arches, and then they're pulling a trailer that says the Cheesecake Mousse. It's got the mousse on the side with the little chef hand. I've never seen a moose with a chef hand. Never seen an elk with a chef hand. I've seen elk, but not with a chef hand. And of course, now here comes Peak.
Peak Energy
always does their trucks up beautifully. They always put lights all over, American flag on the back. That's awesome.
And unfortunately, even though it's a high-low tonight, it's not going to stay that way, I've got a feeling. So Peak Energy is going to become your friend very soon for a lot of folks out there. But again, we want to thank our sponsors of Champion Credit Union, Evergreen Packaging, and Evergreen just takes the time to say safety's their first priority after, of course, making money, I think. But safety is one of their first priorities, and they do wish all of their employees and families a very Merry Christmas. And Champion Credit Union, full-service banking. You just can't find anybody who's going to take care of you better on a local basis that will just see to all your financial needs, from a home mortgage all the way down to a car loan, anything you need in checking accounts, savings accounts. They've got it all.
Uh-oh.
Yeah.
You may need a checking account after you see the A28 Bell Bonds. A28 Bell Bondsman. They have a cool car. And even I'm up here on the second floor, folks, and even the top of the car has a design on it. That is amazing. The paint job on that was really cool.
Crestview. Oh, no, this is still 828 Bell Bonds.
They got the jail. Hello, can you pick John up, please?
I was wondering. I looked up. I thought, this must be a Baptist church. Why do they have a jail on it? No, it's still the Bell Bonds. The church is coming.
Don't be crossing those two there.
Oh, my.
That's just
well,
too funny.
It's nice, I think.
It's been nice knowing you, John. We probably won't be asked to come back next year, you know?
Yeah, because there's nobody who's going to post bond, that's
I'm
for
telling
sure.
You. No,
I always
no, come
told,
on now.
No, I told my children, hey, if that ever happens, let me know how it goes for you. So,
you are just too
I'll
funny.
Be here when you get out.
Yeah.
So, that was. No, that's. But anyway,
let's do a little Elvis, shall we?
On the street. Yeah, I love it. Go ahead.
I'll have a blue Christmas without you. I'll be so blue just thinking about you. Decorations of red on a green Christmas tree won't be the same, dear, if you're not here with me. And when those blue snowflakes come calling, that's when those blue teardrops start falling. You'll be doing all right with your Christmas of white. But I'll have a blue, 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 blue Christmas. Ho!
I love that song.
I do too.
I happen to like Porky Pigs better. That's it.
I can't do that. I'm sorry.
Just to tell you. who's listening is I just got somebody from Spain, near Murcia, Spain.
I'm telling you, saying
that she loved her daddy. Actually, that's my daughter.
She
was headed to bed, and I'm thinking, it's 7 o'clock. It's got to be at least 2 in the morning.
Yeah,
what are you doing?
Yeah.
Here we've got the Baptist on mission right here coming by us.
I believe this is Crestview Baptist.
Yeah.
And Crestview Baptist.
They are out there serving meals. They're helping with water. They're doing all kinds of stuff to help in flood relief and times of need. And these people really step out and become the hands and feet of Christ right there.
And they're giving handouts. They've got a little piece of paper with a piece of candy. I'm sure they have their information on that.
Yep.
And really pretty blue lights. And they've got a nice hello there. Somebody finally looked up at me. They got a nice Crestview Baptist van that just went by, a big Ford van.
I think that's what we'll do next year. We'll just set up down here on the street because it's more earthy. It's more organic.
Yes. Oh, absolutely. No, I'm not. That's awesome. And now coming up is obviously AT&T, and this is awesome. They've got that fiber. They said the AT&T fiber is coming soon. And then we got a guy on the back of the truck, and he's in that the little arm extender thingy. I'm just so technical with this
stuff. The boom.
The boom. Thank you. He's gotten the boom. Yes, I know. I'm getting older. You can tell. Too funny, right? And I hear them. Here they come. Ladies and gentlemen, we present to you the Tuscola High School Marching Band. Let's give a listen.
I don't know. We're going to get a sound.
I think we will.
Maybe. Here we go.
Here we go. Here they go.
There they are. These are some of the parents coming along behind them. You got Jimmy Crocker, who's a longtime supporter of that band. He also supports Western Carolina University, the Pride of the Mountains marching band. Helps them transport equipment everywhere. I know he's driven for Pisgah some, too. But Jimmy's dad used to be the band director a long time ago at Tuscola High School, and he's here tonight walking along with them just like always.
They sound fantastic.
They did a good job.
Yeah.
Oh, who we got up next?
Let's see here.
Jennifer Pena
and then Celia Dance Academy.
There's Country Lane.
Okay, yeah, Country Lane. And folks, realize, too, that we have a list of the lineup, the parade lineup. Things change last minute. Someone doesn't show up. There's another one that wants to get in. And we try and announce them as they come by. Right, John?
Yes. And the dogs with Country Lane Animal Hospital are lighting up.
They are. They've got we've got one dog with he's got like a he's got a cover on, a shirt on. And on top of that shirt is a couple of lights that he's got, and they were flashing back and forth. That was awesome.
There goes little Iris McCall, the Apple Festival Grand Supreme Queen. That's a heavy title to carry now, I'm telling you.
Yep.
HCC Law Enforcement.
Hey,
right,
there's HCC.
Now.
There's HCC, Kayla.
I love those.
There's HCC.
I love those. That's...
I got to give a plug for my buds, HCC. We are, I work there, and it is amazing. We've got the Haven Community College. They got their fire truck out. They are looking absolutely wonderful. New year, you, please, please, absolutely, please. You all just need to, if you want to get an education, right now is the time to do it. We have a lot of things that, you can get grants, you can get financial aid, and a lot of times people go to school for free. You don't have to be just coming out of high school. So give us a call, HCC, Haywood.com, www.haywood.com. Please come and see us. Absolutely would love to have you all there.
That forestry program that they have going on is incredible.
Yep, it's amazing. Absolutely amazing. And I believe that's my friend Darren Wade right there with Karen. And Karen and Darren, and they have that tractor, and they're the Smoky Mountain Antique Tractor and Engine Association, and they do very good. And we've got the Minneapolis Moline.
Oh, my goodness.
Look at that one. That one's got to be from, what, the 30s or 40s?
Yeah, absolutely.
It's like a golden yellow. It's beautiful, beautiful tractor.
Beautiful tractor.
Yeah, yeah.
Okay, so we're a little out of whack
yeah,
here.
Yeah, we're
as
getting
far
a little out of whack.
Okay.
I saw the Tuscola band, and then I believe this is still the tractor people right here. Smoky Mountain Tractor. He's got an old Suburban,
it's
and he's got a gingerbread.
Sears.
Yeah.
Gosh,
yeah.
Sears mower.
Yeah, like you. Yeah,
that's it.
You know.
We take a, what? No, that's Timex. Takes a licking and keep on ticking. Sears, we just hang
antique
around.
Cars and tractors, and that's what we got right now. And John Deere, we got a 7, is that a 720 or 120?
720
diesel.
Yeah.
And this one is a general purpose John Deere, and that is amazing. Eric Smith is riding that one. That is Darren and Karen's son-in-law.
Oh, okay.
So just wanted to give them a shout-out, too.
Just to keep those vehicles running.
Oh, my God.
Look, service.
Oh, the two of them. There's a big article in the paper a couple of years back on Darren, and he just, you know, can take anything. He's done. He's a good friend of mine, he and Karen.
Oh,
his
yeah.
Daughter, Karen's retired from Haywood Community College. And,
there you go.
Yeah, and now we got a Massey Ferguson 1150.
Somebody's taking a nap in the cab. You see that kid?
Yeah.
He is out.
He is out. He is out. The daddy's driving, and the kid's out. And we got, oh, look at that hay, John. Can we get that for my horses?
Oh, absolutely.
As I always say, Fancy and Little Joe called. Can they come on out?
Oh, so. Absolutely. Oh, my.
So,
just
too
more
funny.
And more. All the
John, somebody put on here, Amanda Holder is a good friend of mine. She also works with me at Haywood Community College. She said, John, you're getting some clippers for Christmas because she saw your picture on Facebook.
Oh, okay. That's fine. There are other people who've threatened that, too. So bring it on.
Yep. And I believe that was Bethel Christian Academy, was that just went by?
Yes.
No, Bethel's coming up here. Yeah.
Oh, okay.
Yeah, Bethel's coming up. Might have been Pigeon River Garden Club. Not really sure, but.
Yeah, Bethel Christian Academy is coming up.
Yeah, they're coming up right now. So,
and I still, if I ever learn how to read, I'm going to be dangerous. I do know that Champion Credit Union is one of our sponsors tonight. We really appreciate them.
Oh, they are absolutely amazing.
Evergreen Packaging, always here. It is the town of Canton. It's what Canton Strong is all about.
Yep.
In serving the community. And Mike and Sherry Ray, who are just two of the finest individuals ever put on the planet with Crawford Ray Funeral Home.
Yeah, and I wanted to also give a shout out to my little girl that's at home. Her name is Cricket. She's my little four-legged little girl. And Cricket girl, I love you. I'll be home in just a little bit. So, Bethel Christian Academy
is out in force. They are. I think they've got the whole school up there.
Yeah, and they got a nativity scene on the back of that.
All
that
right.
is amazing. They got the baby Jesus and the Mary and the Joseph. Joseph's on his cell phone right now. I can see a lot of stuff from up here, and people don't think you can, but you really can.
It is
so.
A whole different perspective.
It really is. Sure. It's like, oh my goodness, I didn't know that. Seeing on the tops of cars and all kinds of stuff. So.
That's another facility, though, that was damaged from the flooding and really has taken a lot to put that back together. But the community just rallied around the church and the school and have really done just Herculean work. Incredible. So you're going to do the Porky Pig version?
Nope.
I'm telling you, it's one of my favorites.
I know. Habanera. Yeah.
That's it. Haywood House Memory Care and Assisted Living.
Yes, Haywood House.
Here in Canton. Again, folks taking care of those.
Absolutely.
People who are at some of the most vulnerable points in their lives just stand up and working through the pain and everything else. Just admire that completely.
Oh yeah, absolutely. And you know, it takes a lot to work for a place like that. It really does. And it's it's pretty impressive for the people that take care of your loved ones. And but sometimes people just need extra help, and that's what they're there for. So, and I noticed, too, out here, kind of changing subjects here a little bit. Oh, well, there's a 2021 Apple Queen Festival Queen, Chloe Hanna. So, hello, Chloe. And she's driving by. She's got her little Santa suit on.
She's double
really
waving.
Yeah. But I noticed the folks out here, in years past, John, a lot of them are freezing. They're having, they have, like, hot chocolate and everything. These folks out here, they all have, like, some of them are sitting down. They might have a jacket or a little blanket on them. But they're it's very comfortable outside. You're outside. How does it feel? Give us a weather report.
It's great down here. I mean, at 20 feet below you, it's not too bad. And as far as being cold, the wind's not blowing.
Right.
I think it's probably in the low 50s, maybe upper 40s right now. But I don't even, I would normally have gloves on by this time, and it's really.
Well, it says on weather.com, it says it's 54 degrees right now.
There
so
you
that,
go.
You know, yep. Here's Celia's Dance Academy. And they're out of Canton, too, I believe.
Look at this float with all the snowmen.
Oh, my goodness. It's frosty. That's awesome.
That's got to be one that they pull out every year. But they've redone some of these, I know, over the last little bit, especially since we didn't have an opportunity to do the parade last year. They've rehabbed some of these, and this is one of those that they've done that. And the piano player in his candy cane jacket and cowboy hat.
Oh, my gosh. That's amazing.
And they're all in the nice red velvet with the white tulle and everything else.
And some of them, some of the little, they have little reindeer, and they each have, the reindeer are all holding one strand of light.
Right.
There's six of them in a row, and they're all holding the strand of light. And that is just amazing. We've got a couple of guys walking around, and they got one guy's got a cowboy hat on, a nice suit jacket, you know, and it's all very festive.
I had a Ron Burgundy moment.
The TV guys
just walked by me down here and gave me a dirty look.
Oh, the TV guys.
I don't know who they're with, but they're carrying a camera, and there was a reporter going with them.
Oh, no. Oh, wow.
Of course, they walked a little faster when they saw me.
Where'd they go?
Up the street somewhere there with that. I don't know. They may even be taping the dance group. I don't know.
Yeah.
But
it
was just a Ron Burgundy moment.
Yeah.
Oh, here they come. Hometown Hardware.
Hometown Hardware.
Single stop.
I have gone to them for so many things. Hometown Hardware has been really great.
It's amazing. Yeah. They're real close to my office in Waynesville.
Yeah.
And it is so convenient
yes.
just to roll right over because they're always standing there ready to take you to where you need to be.
Uh-huh.
And, nothing against the big box stores.
Oh,
but
no.
It's just so much easier, and they've got everything.
They've got a gingerbread house on the back of that float, a little trailer they've got. And it says Hometown Hardware, and they got a couple of Christmas trees. And there's a gentleman, he's walking with a dog has pajamas on, and it's blinking red and white. And he's got overalls on. He's got one of those hammer, you know, the old aprons used to wear.
Right.
My mom always has those for, like, when she does garage sales and stuff. You know, she puts all her change in them. And Mom, you know, you don't really need to do that anymore. But that's okay. My mom's a sweetheart. Want to give a shout-out to my mom and dad, too. I hope they're listening tonight. They may have listened already and then turned me off. I don't know. I'm used to it. It's okay. No worries.
They've been hearing it for years.
My mom's going to be 87 this year, and my dad just turned 88 in October, and they've been married for 64 years. So they're
fantastic.
Yeah, Ted and Mary Neighbor. So just wanted to give a shout out to them. So
that's awesome.
Yeah,
I'll say hello to my sister and brother-in-law, Melinda and Bob.
There you go.
On the island there in South Carolina.
There you go.
They were excited to get me on their Bluetooth speaker tonight. So they're they're technology abled, I guess. Let's have another song, Jeannie.
We wish you a Merry Christmas. We wish you a Merry Christmas. We wish you a Merry Christmas and a Happy New Year. Good tidings to you wherever you are. Good tidings for Christmas and a Happy New Year. Now bring us some figgy pudding. Now bring us some figgy pudding. Now bring us some figgy pudding and a cup of good cheer. We won't go until we get some. We won't go until we get some. We won't go until we get some. So bring it out here. We wish you a Merry Christmas. We wish you a Merry Christmas. We wish you a Merry Christmas and a Happy New Year. Good tidings to you wherever you are. Good tidings for Christmas and a Happy New Year. We wish you a Merry Christmas. We wish you a Merry Christmas. We wish you a Merry Christmas and a Happy New Year. And it looks like Legacy Dance Center's coming up here.
They're walking right up
Absolutely.
The street. It's all pink velvet and white fur around the neck tonight. And they're getting ready, located in downtown Clyde. And they're, gosh, there must be 100.
Probably 75 to 100. Oh, yeah, they keep coming. Yeah. I'm thinking it is. Yeah, there's probably close to 100 of them out there. They have their white dress, I mean, their pink dresses on with a fake fur collar that goes all the way down the front of those dresses. And they cuffed with, and most of them are wearing gloves, and they have the boots to match. That's awesome. And now here comes a float, and they're all wearing pink, too.
Wow.
Same legacy in Clyde.
That's
Legacy
amazing.
Dance Academy. Dance Center, I should say.
Excuse me. Okay. I'm going to run back up to you.
Sure. Come on up.
I'll be right there.
Okay. We're going to listen a little bit here, folks, to a little Santa Baby from Legacy Dance Center. Legacy, all right, y'all did a good time. And ladies and gentlemen, they're walking around in the, they have gray jackets on, and they've got a pink bow in their hair, and they're doing just really great. They're having a lot of fun. They're walking around and giving high fives to a lot of people, and I see a couple of them going up and hugging family members and that type of thing. So it's just a beautiful night. It's a great night, very good atmosphere. Everyone seems to have a smile on their face and just having just a wonderful, wonderful time. And right now, coming up, this is Stevenson Pest Control. They're coming in with it's a beautiful black Ford truck. It's got spiders all over the side of it. And they've got a trailer that they're pulling, and it says Merry Christmas. And they have one of those blow-up nativity scenes. Very pretty. And they're waving and sitting on hay bales. That is awesome. And now we've got the Mountain Pediatric Group coming in, and they have tutus on, and they're all in the Frozen colors. They have the white top and the ice blue on the bottom, and that is just awesome. Mountain Pediatric Group. Very pretty spiral tree on the back. Jonathan is coming up here, and he'll be up here in just a little bit, and I think I see Frosty, and there we got they're giving out candy. They're just having a great time. Abigail Walsh, I believe. Abigail Walsh. And I believe she's getting ready to sing. So we're going to give her a little bit of a listen. Abigail Walsh.
What a mess. I got to get in better shape running up down those stairs.
Jonathan finally made it here, folks. We were just listening to Abigail Walsh.
Oh, nice.
Yeah, and I believe Evergreen's coming up here in just a few minutes, or just a few seconds, I should say.
It has really been one of the nicest.
That's what I was... Yeah, I was just saying, it's just, you know, I think this is probably the best year that we've had, as in the temperature-wise, you and I. We always keep our windows open here. We open up the windows, take the glass out, and we just are happy to broadcast. Actually, coming up right now is Center Pigeon Baptist Church. Again, we want to give a shout-out to Terrell Reck. And how wonderful she has been taking over for her mom and dad's legacy of running WPTL. And we just really appreciate the fact that they're still allowing John and I to continue to do this.
Crazy, isn't it?
Yeah, it is crazy.
I wonder about them sometimes.
Yeah, I think we all do.
But Terrell and Mike Evans is Terrell's husband.
Yeah. He's a pretty nice guy. He lets her play around down there and do things. And he was out on the Appalachian Trail for...
Appalachian? It's latch, like a latch.
I know.
You got to say it right, man.
But he was out and did part of the trail, really had a good time, lost a ton of weight.
That's awesome.
He really came back skin and bones.
Okay, so Evergreen just went by, and now we've got Pegram Builders.
Yep.
Evergreen is one of our top sponsors, them, and we've got them, and Mike and Sherry Ray.
Crawford Ray
Funeral Home. And also, the parade is being sponsored by Champion Credit Union, which offers checking, savings, and more. Everything we do is within our community in mind because of Champion Credit Union. Our cause is you. Happy holidays, everyone. And also, happy holidays from Evergreen Packaging.
Oh, here they come.
2022. West Division Super Bowl champions, Bethel Youth. Oh, excuse me, I'm sorry. Bethel Youth Football, go Bethel Blue Demons. That is awesome. They are undefeated.
Are going to see a big upgrade in their facilities out.
That's
in
great.
Bethel with the new money coming
that's
in from
just
the
great.
State.
Yep, that's great. That is awesome. Did that get hit a lot out there by the floods?
It did some. I mean, they had some flooding there in Bethel and everything else coming down from that. But those facilities out there are just, they're old, they're antiquated, and they've needed updated for a lot of years.
Yep.
And when you bring home a Super Bowl championship, that's what happens.
That's
the
right.
Money just flows in.
Absolutely. Jesus is the reason for a season. Bethel Youth Organization Super Bowl Sponsor 2021. They got a whole list of them. Merry Christmas from Bethel Youth. 2021 Bethel Termite Football West Division Champions. Congratulations, guys. That's awesome. They got some goalposts. I can't think of what you call those things. They wrap around the bottom of the goalpost. They got those things there. And I guess a protector for them, not the goalpost.
Right. Now, again, I'll tell you how bad I am with names, but how many people are listening closely? Because Terrell's husband's name is not Mike, it is Kenny.
Kenny.
I know I'm Mike Evans, but his name is Kenny.
No. Yeah, Kenny.
And somebody prompted me right away to say, hey.
Come on, man.
They used not quite the same language, but anyway. The Bethel Mites, and they were playing
Bethel.
For a championship, too.
Yeah.
What the final score of that one was, but they all three teams out in Bethel in that youth football league hosted those championship games this year.
They got a set of goalposts in the back of that, and they're all sitting on hay bales and got their sweatshirts on, the blue, Bethel blue, the Mites.
Mighty blue and white.
Yeah, that's awesome.
Haywood Regional Medical Center.
Yeah,
some
Haywood
of the
Regional.
Finest medical care around.
Yes, absolutely. MyHaywoodRegional.com. Joy to the world.
He needs to look a little happier standing back there. Is that the new CEO?
Yeah, that's him. That's Greg.
Okay. He's probably worked a long, hard day, too. I'll cut him some slack.
They have.
It's a little intimidating to stand on those floats.
Yeah, and he's holding on for dear life. He is.
He's probably got good health care or something.
Yeah, he is. He's a really nice guy, too. I like him. He's awesome.
Well, there's another big, big tow truck.
Yep. This is Hatton Towing. Hatton Towing and Recovery.
Also recognizing Slow Down.
Ooh.
There you go.
Van Hook Law supports Slow Down, Move Over.
That's it. That's the key.
Yep.
You see those lights?
Love and memory of Justice Gain. Absolutely. And we got another big tow truck coming up. This is a bruiser. That's a Peterbilt. Listen to them.
Woo.
Oh, man, they got that. Oh, wow. They got that big toe on the back. That is amazing. Look at the crane on the back there, John.
I don't want to see anything that they're pulling out.
Yeah.
It's really got to be.
That is like the ones they use up in Alaska. You know, those TV shows
have
on the Weather Channel? They
have
those big ones up there.
Well,
that's just amazing.
When it gets bad down in the gorge, that's
absolutely
what happens. And, of course, we're going to be facing that detour for the next year or so, as they redo the bridge down at Harmon's Den in that area. So,
yep, Yep.
Another truck from Hattons.
Yep.
Towing.
Heroes, yeah, and also, folks, you know, their decorations are there's more than ever this year, thanks to the town of Canton, merchants and building owners, and business highlights to town.
As thanks, always, Aiden. Yeah. The Santa float just went by. We apologize for the technical difficulties, but as always, Jeannie and I are just glad to be here.
Yeah.
And share this time with you. Again, thanks to Terrell and everybody back.
Hayden
working in the control room.
Yep.
Everybody, Lawson, just everybody who puts this together, Tim Hodges. And we can't thank you enough for allowing us to be with you tonight on WPTL, AM 920, FM 101.7, and around the world at WPTLradio.net.
We want to wish everyone a Merry Christmas. I know you and your family, your daughter's, you know, over across halfway across the world. And we want to wish her a Merry Christmas. And everybody, you know, be kind. It doesn't take anything. It doesn't cost anything to be kind to one another.
Absolutely.
So Merry Christmas from our bottom of our heart to you. So thank you so much for listening, folks. We appreciate it.
Hayden, it's all you. Have a great night. God bless.